So then, Anders, current situation in Sicily, your viewpoint on it, please. Franz Mannheim was my section head at the Abwehr. The two of us sat facing each other across the desk in his office, and my briefing was about to begin. Earlier, I'd been informed of the extreme urgency of this assignment, but knew nothing of its nature. It was 1943, the afternoon of Wednesday, May the 5th, 1943. And yes, Sicily was very much in the news right now. But my viewpoint on it. I picked my words with care. Sicily, sir? Well, it's common knowledge we're building up defences there. I didn't add, even if we have left it a little late. Then I groped for an intelligent way to elaborate. And especially, I said, to the south of the island. But anyway, it wasn't the substance of my comment that he chose to focus on. It was the style. Two. Although Mannheim was speaking in German, it had been agreed that all my replies should be in English. Why two, not in? I don't know, sir. Two came naturally, towards the south. Please then explain the rule governing that particular preposition. If not in, I should have expected at. But my knowledge of syntax was shaky. I'm afraid I can't explain. I simply know that it's correct. This sounded feeble, and what was worse, after a moment I was even beginning to wonder if it was correct. He swiveled slightly in his chair, leaning back as he did so. He had his elbows resting on the arms and had made a steeple out of his stubby, nicotine-stained fingers. His brown eyes gazed into my face. I wondered if he was speculating on why, out of so many others, it was I who had been hand-picked for this mission, even though, apart from anything else, Admiral Canaris had a reputation for distrusting tall men. He himself was only 5'3", as well as those whom he considered too articulate, whatever that might mean. It was also said he didn't like men with small ears, or anyone who was known to be unkind to animals. My own ears were fairly ordinary, and I was certainly quite fond of animals. But in any case, if you'd subscribed to merely a tenth of the rumours you heard about Admiral Canaris, you would inevitably have come to see our chief as a laughingstock. In my own view, he was so far from being a laughingstock that he was actually one of those people who made me proud to be a German. Yet so much for paranoia. Mannheim's principal concern at the moment might well have been my grammar. Afterwards, I want you to check up on that preposition. Often it's exactly this kind of slip that can lead to somebody's downfall. He waited until I had reassured him that I would. So then, my friend, why is it we're strengthening our defences there? Especially, he gave me an indulgent smile, towards the south.